Blog Talk Radio.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But
God bless you on this Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement night. There's some things I want to share with you tonight. I'm glad to see you, Brother Jerry. I called you early. I couldn't get you. There's some things I want to share with you tonight. I hope you have your pencil and paper. And I want to say to you, when we're getting ready to vote, but I want to deal, they had a big conference in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and the conference was reparation. And lots of you don't know what reparation means. It means what you owe my ancestors, okay? Now, some of you don't understand this. I'm going to explain it to you tonight, what reparation means, and how it play into our lifestyle. And it even mess with us mentally and economically and educational, okay? And you have to understand what's going on tonight with this. And then it even got something to do with with our religion. It has something to do with the religion. It got something to do with how you think. It got something to do with the drugs. And you go, what all that happened to do? Yes. Now, I want to know. I see Mary. I see you on. I see Pearl on. And I see Brother Jerry on. I see Sister Cook on. And I see Sister William on from California. I want to thank y'all for coming in the queue tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. This on Monday night. What we do, we talk about Dr. King. We lift him up. I think Dr. King was the greatest man in our century, and I believe he was sent by God. Because some things that Dr. King did, you wouldn't do. They tried to kill him, told him don't march. He marched. And he was intelligent, a Morehouse man. He wasn't no dummy. He had a book sense, then he had prophetic sense from God. See? And some of the things that Dr. King is saying, they'll take him off of Facebook. They'll take him off all that because they don't want, right now, some of the stuff I listened to Malcolm. Some of the stuff that Malcolm said, they wouldn't put him on Twitter. They wouldn't put him on Facebook. You know why? Because that's hate. It is not hate when you have been brutalized, when you've been murdered, you've been killed. And your ancestors been killed. And I was talking to Brother Jaheed. He said, they don't want these kids to be educated. They want a babysitter. They want somebody to come in and see the kids. And he was listening to, he told them, y'all are bad-ass kids. Okay? And the class, if one person in the class cutting up, it make the other 20 or 30 kids don't get no education because you got one bad ass in there. And what that means is somebody that's disrespectful to grown folks, disrespectful to children, don't respect their mama and their daddy. So it's something going on. Tonight, I want you to get your Bibles. We're going to go in the Bible, but right now we're dealing with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement. Where would his movement be today? You want to know where his movement is today? Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., they call him Mike. And his daddy and his daddy's daddy was a preacher. So he come out of a long breed of ministers, okay? So when he went to Morehouse, got his degree, got his doctorate degree, he found out that he was pushed into a job that he wasn't looking for. Okay. Now, the reason I'm saying all that, I'm going to talk about reparation and what that means. Okay. Now, and I was with Jerry. Jerry gave me a book saying The Have Ain't Been Told. It's a book about people that have ain't been told. Yeah, Jerry, I got your book. Jerry. I've seen it today. And in that book, it said, I haven't been told. Blacks were put on the ship, not the Mayflower. They were put on slave ships and brought over here. They were brought to Mississippi. Now, when the ships came, they ported. When they came, they dropped them off in Florida. They dropped them off in North Carolina, South Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, all over there. That's where they dropped them off at. And white people used to come from Mississippi and Louisiana and buy them. They're like you buy horses. So I take that one. I take that one. That looks like a good nigga there. I got strong people. I take him for breeding. And that went on for some years, okay, that blacks went to the shopping block. If you had a wife and children, you didn't ever see them because that was on Uncle Charlie farm. That's on Brother Neil farm. That's on Brother Turner farm. So your family were busted up from Africa. So when they got you, said Jerry, okay, if I come from Mississippi, I buy 200 slaves, okay, off the chopping block. England was involved. these big banks changing. They was involved in slave trade. That was a big business. So what they did, they get an overseer, they get a man, crack the whip. I got 200 blacks. I got to leave from North Carolina. We got to march or walk all the way to Mississippi. So I'm going to die, okay? Well, I got another 200 to go to Louisiana. Okay, I got an overseer. There's a white man with a gun telling you niggas get in line because you're going to Uncle Joe plantation. You're going to Canada land. You're going to the different plantation. It's hard, but it's fair. So when white folks jump up and say, I know your story, you don't know my story because you ain't walked in my shoes. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So it's important to understand that we was given dope. We was given alcohol. We was given all kind of stuff. Some of you might not like what I'm saying. Tune in and listen to the hate that being witchcraft, black magic. That comes from the white folks. I was in Louisiana, Mr. White, and this guy said he was a voodoo priest. So the lady said, Bishop, go see him. I was down there at Bishop Ross Church. Go see him. He supposed to be, and look, had black lined up. Getting money. He getting money from black folks. Call himself Reno. So when I got in there, he said, well, I don't see nothing on you. I said, no, you don't see nothing on me because I see something on you. His eyes buck. So let me tell you something. You are not qualified to be a voodoo priest because if you're a voodoo priest, you got to have some blood, black blood. You got to have some melanin. And ain't no melanin in your life. You come from a European background. You come from the tribe of Dan, which was the tribe thrown out the garden. He looked. So let me tell you something. If you don't stop doing what you're doing, the spirit, the answer is going to come and kill you. So I'm a real prophet. You faking like you're a prophet. I said, your daughter at home sick, she's going to die if you don't walk up out of him. He looked at me. He said, well, I'm going to get up out of here. I said, you better go back up there and see about your daughter because she's going to die because the spirit of the ancestors is going to kill them. That man packed up, and he had about 20 people out there to see. They said, what happened? I don't know what happened to him. He got the truth. The truth will always let you know what's going on, the truth. Some of you have been living a lie. Now, let me turn this around. Just what Dr. King said, I'm going to play a little Dr. King. I'm going to come back to this because I want you to listen to what he said.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
Radical change. You lied when you got him. 4 acres of mule they didn't give you. Now, I'm a traditional black. I'm a Native American black. I don't want to go to Africa to live. I don't know nothing about Africa. My great grandma don't know. They worked in Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. They worked in the sugarcane field of Louisiana, in the cotton fields of Mississippi, the corn field of Illinois, the backer field of Virginia, the apples field of Michigan, okay? So we ain't got no reason I go back to Africa. Give me what you owe me now, by any means necessary. Oh, now, the lie still, this is 2022, the lie still go on. Now, I want to say this tonight, where you might know what's going on. Now, we was lied to. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Yeah, he was a Republican. The Republican was doing more for black under Abraham Lincoln. Okay? They killed Abraham Lincoln for freeing blacks. Okay? The Dixiecrats, the Democrats was a Dixiecrat. Okay? Now you got the Republicans and the Democrats fighting. Why? Because really, this is what Elijah Muhammad said, the truth. We don't need Democrats or Republicans. We need our own party. A party of feeding people, clothing people, seeing about people. And I want to say this tonight, since we're getting ready to go out and vote, and most of you done voted already, now anytime they can take a black man and put him against another black man, you know that boy in Georgia is not qualified to do nothing but run a football and work in a cotton field. That's all he's qualified to do. But they put him up against a qualified man with a master's degree, and he is a football player. Ain't did nothing but run after white women all his life, get them pregnant, and make them get abortion. Okay? He ain't no good. Okay? He is the governor of Georgia, got in through somebody lying and doing that kind of stuff. Now, he is the governor of Illinois, and he's talking about what's going on with rights were going. And then the Supreme Court jumped out and said, I want to be in the room when a woman have her baby. I don't care if she rape, kill, whatever, she's going to have that baby. The big lie. Now, we got lied in our education system. We got lied on the jobs. We got lied on 40 acres and a mule. We didn't get that. Now, let me break it down to you. The government promised us 40 acres and a mule. If I turn you loose and say you're free, you ain't never been outside of the plantation. You free to do what? You ain't got no money. You ain't got no clothes. You ain't got no education. It was, you get killed if they catch you reading a book. Okay? Now, this is real. Now, if this hate talk, I'm going to keep talking hate talk. We was hung and lynched in Mississippi. And ain't nobody never apologized. And how later when Emmett Till, Mega Evers, all of them got killed, they didn't really find nobody who did it. Okay? So what we're dealing with the big lie. Now, the Jews got reparation. They was in Germany. But they got reparation in America, the Native American. They got reparation and lied to. And then you got white folks say, I'm Native American, to get in on the money, on the freebie. You got white folks right now on the Indian reservation, if they are Indian, your dog or cat are Indian, to get in on the money. You know what I'm saying? So the big lie, what is the big lie? 40 acres and a mule, that's one lie. Okay? The other lie, they said we're going to take care of our women and our children. They didn't do that. The other lie, that you black, you're inferior. You black, you come from, you was the devil in the Bible. That's the Christianity lie. Okay? That the white preacher push and the black preacher went right with them because they're trying to do what white folks do, okay? The big lie. You are, every one of you tonight is caught under, and myself, under the big lie, until you come to yourself, till you wake up. Now, this going to really shock some of y'all Christian folks. The Catholic Church and white folks wrote the Bible. King James Virgin was a homosexual. Okay, molest little boys and girls. He wrote the Bible. Put in what he want to put in. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. once he did that, he wouldn't allow you to read the Bible. And them that read the Bible had to read what he put in there. Lots of the law books of the Bible ain't there. Y'all don't know nothing about the book of Enoch. It wasn't there. They didn't put the stuff in, but let me tell you how the ancestor worked and God worked. That Bible was made by white folks to enslave black folks. But because of our anointing, because of our spirituality, we know the truth from the lie. Y'all better hear what I'm saying? We learned that, and it shocked the white man. He said, I gave these niggas a lie, and they making this lie work. I gave them Jesus. I gave them a white Jesus, and they make it work. See how things work up in all the churches. I was a white blonde boy up in the church. Y'all, oh, Jesus come. He the one enslaving you, got you enslaved. My grandmother told me, I learned this, and she said, see that white boy there? I said, yes, ma'am. That ain't Jesus. Okay. Then she brought her mama, which was black. So that's Jesus right there. I didn't know what she was talking about until I got grown. She said, that's Jesus. This white boy is to enslave you. Y'all ain't liking me. With all them degrees and education, you know, this is what I found out, Jerry. When they go to school and they get their degree, you know how they come across the stage switching and twisting. They go, oh, I got my, and they started switching and twisting. Now, that's another lie. So many lies, I don't know where to start at. But I got to tell you tonight, we need reparation. And the blacks that's in power to do that, they still pinning on white folks. So say, white folks ain't going to save you. The Jewish community saved Jews. The Italians saved Italians. Oh, y'all ain't liking me now. And everybody say, look, even the Mexicans, when they come to town, they be broke by 10 of them living in the house. Then they go by another house. Mexicans saving Mexicans. Black is the only one trying to ask the man for a handout, okay? And your pastors and your preachers, all they preach is prosperity ministry. They don't preach about being saved. They don't preach about being healed. They don't preach about setting up business. Most of them is copybackers. What I mean, they want a fast buck, an airplane, and a Rolls Royce, and a white woman. Woo! I know that scared you. Or a Cadillac. And they have left the black community to suffer. Don't believe it? Look in your neighborhood. You know who come in your neighborhood when they get off the boat? They tell the Jews. The Jews was the first in the black neighborhood. After they got rich, they left. Then they told the Arabs. They in the black community right now. You got the Indians. They in the black community. What they got? They got Subway, Dunkin' Donuts. Ain't no blacks working in there. Ain't no blacks having no money. So, Conrad West, come and get your money out of this white Jewish bank. Where can he go? Because he done turn away from black folks. No, black folks don't want to deal with him. Because he said black folks wanted to be in slavery. All this lies. Okay, now, I'm getting a little deep on you. If you got to vote, go on and vote. But understand your vote. People couldn't vote. They had to pay poll tax. They had to have their grandmama name, granddad name, and they couldn't read and write. You mark an X if they let you vote. Now, here it is, 2022. They're still trying to stop you to vote. Now, Donald Trump was the best thing happened. What y'all saying, Bishop? because he brought the lie out. He lied. The white folks thought he was the great hope. He lied and said he won and got millions of dollars. Got millions of dollars, Bill Waller. Al Capone went to jail for tax evasion, not murder. Some people to die because he lied. People died of the virus. They wouldn't get the shot because Trump said you don't need the shot. Okay? So you got to understand, we've been under a curse or a lie from the white folk for a long time. And they still want to tell you that it's all right for you to go on and vote for Herschel Walker. Go on and vote for Dr. Oz, and Dr. Oz ain't but an undercover Republican. See what I'm saying? Told you it's all right. Now, when black folks going to wake up and say, give me what you owe me. If the government gave each Jew $1 million. If you was hooked up in reparations, you got $1 million. The Native Americans got money. That means they got casinos and stuff. The Italian got money. They got business. The Chinese got money. They got reparations. Everybody got reparations but the black man. We still put our hand out begging. When you go to the Jewish community, they ain't going to let you set no business up over there in the Jewish community. You go to the Chinese, they ain't going to let you set no business up in their community. You go to the Mexican, they ain't going to let you set. Ain't nobody, everybody come to the black community and they get rich and they leave you broke. And you get your little money and run to the mall. And you won't set up nothing for yourself. I'm talking about a change got to take place. Now, let me get kind of spiritual on you. There's going to be, right now, there's going to be a workout right now. There's something happening right now. It's happening. And when you see it happening, what I'm saying, we're going to have an eclipse. It's going to get told. All the planets going to line up in one file, and it's going to get black in the morning, okay? Now, after that happens, it's going to be a total change. Now, around the world, you're going to see floods, tornadoes. You're going to see tsunamis. You're going to hear about earthquakes under the ocean. I'm prophesying now. And once you see this, right in Florida, I said back to back, is a hurricane right now on the way to Florida. And after that, one coming out to California, an earthquake. It's a change. People finna go on. Wake up and get real with God. Okay? What I'm saying to you tonight, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What I'm saying, a lie cannot last. That's where so much going on, the lie. They gave the black man guns, dope. After they gave him the guns and dope, they have the drug program. Have the brother locked up right now for drugs. Now they're selling drugs. The black man that started with this lottery, you know that was the Parker brother out of Chicago. They stole that, and the state got it. Oh, I'm talking some stuff now. Get history and find out who started the lottery. Find out who started the lottery. The Parker brothers. They murdered them and took that, and the state got it. That's right. Don't believe it? Look at it. Now, what I'm telling you tonight is the real stuff. I'm telling you where you're supposed to be at as a black man, where you supposed to be at as a black woman, and what you supposed to be doing, okay? And I'm telling you that because somebody ain't told you the truth. Somebody still lying to you about what's going on. Now, this is Dr. King movement. Go out and vote what you feel like you should vote and understand. Now, I want to say this. It's very important to understand. I told you, number one, they don't want to educate the kids. Now, let me go with the education. You got teachers that's leaving education. You know why they want babysitters? Here's you kids go to school. They learn that it's all right to be homosexual. It's all right for a girl to be a boy and all right for a boy to be a girl. That's a lie. And the government is okay in the lie. And we're buying the lie. Even the preachers in the church won't talk about the lie. They just get along and have along. That meaning that when Dr. King said it's got to be a radical change, in the Dr. King movement, it's got to be a radical change with your family members, with the young folks, okay? And what's going on now, the big lie is still running wild throughout America, okay? It's more murder, Jerry, go on in Chicago and Detroit, New York, than that over in Galveston where they're fighting at, okay? Now, the big lie, here Biden give all this money to Ukraine, and people can't buy gas here in America. And the Republicans and the Democrats both involved because they're getting rich. And these major corporations, I got to fly. They won't even pay the pilots. They don't even pay the people that pump the gas. See, all the corporate people is getting big money. I know y'all don't want to hear this. But that's what they living their life. And Trump, okay, I'll tell you about Trump. Al Capone went to jail for tax. Trump have tried to overthrow this government. Treason. And ain't nobody said what he did. The Congress and all these meetings, ain't nobody trying to put this man in jail. Al Capone went to jail for less than that. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. You got Jeff Ford. You got Larry Hoover in jail. They ain't did none of the stuff that Trump and his gang did. That's all he got a gang. Now, y'all ain't going to like me now. I know you ain't liking this. Here's R. Kelly in jail for mob action. What kind of crazy stuff that lie? He for mob action. What kind of mob he running? See what I'm saying? They put blacks in jail and name it. We up okay. The fake news. Who run NBC, ABC? Who run CNN? Ain't no blacks running. So whatever they say, we got to go along with them. Dr. King said, "Got to be radical change." Malcolm said, "The bullet or the ballot." Why he say that? What he was saying, we got to be able to run people out of a neighborhood that's not for us. When they get that money at night, they leave. In the morning, they open back up. They don't put no money in the black bank. They don't invest in the black community. The only thing going in the black community, Jerry, is the funeral home. The only thing that's making some money in the black community is the funeral homes all over the country, making money off of murder. They making money off of these guns. Now, the Republican Democrats have paired up with the gun lobby, and they're getting trillions of dollars. They gave Trump $250,000, and we're with them, they gave him money. So it's about lies. This country is about a lie. Now, somebody called and tell me it's not. It's about lies. This country been lying and lying. But only God, W.M., when Mr. White said a willing addition, I looked at that, he right. Some people going to die. They got to die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. God getting ready to turn some stuff around. God is getting ready to do some healing. These preachers, they're going to die in the pulpit. Because they ain't talking about healing nobody. They talking about, give me a Cadillac and a white woman, give me an airplane, and give me a house in Bahamas, and all them, Look now, let me give you an example. This is what happened. They had one hurricane in Florida. There's another coming back on its way there now as I speak. Why, Bishop? You know why? Because there's lots of killing of black folks in Florida. Y'all don't believe that. All the Native American was killed in Florida. Geronimo was carried to Florida and locked up. North Carolina, Virginia, where black slaves worked. North Carolina, South Carolina, is flooded with the blood of poor Africans that came to our ancestors. Ain't nobody talked about all the killing in Alabama, the killing in Birmingham, killing down in Mississippi, Jackson, Louisiana, Texas. All them red states have been murder states, full of blood. The blood is at the altar. Only God and the ancestors are going to turn it around. Y'all ain't listening to me. This is what Dr. King said. Y'all don't want to hear what Dr. King said. Dr. King's spirit is more alive now, telling the truth. And all these lies, these presidents, they fight in Vietnam and Korea, all this war was about power. It wasn't about bringing us up. Right now, the Republican Party want to cut off welfare. You know who gets most welfare? Chrysler, General Motors, all these corporations, they get a payout from the government. But the little bitty man right now, I'm telling the truth, the little bitty man that's out there, they're trying to cut Social Security. You work all your life, they're trying to take that. Medicare, they're trying to take that. What they've been lying, so the lie, everything they build, the storm and the flood going to tear it up till they get it right. This is Dr.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
When people don't want you to live, Hitler killed 6 million Jews. And he didn't have no problem doing it. And right before, we got the mentality of Hitler right now with Putin. He killing people. And it ain't black, this ain't white on white. They all talking about black on black crime, white on white crime. Okay? And all them people trucking, coming over here. Okay? Because what I'm telling you tonight, black on black crime, white on white crime, still the same thing. Don't nobody say over there in Premier, white on white crime. Nah, but they'll holler in a minute. In Chicago, it's black on black crime. It's crime because the men won't give up no jobs. It's crime because the police shoot you down like your dog. Police stop you, they want to lock you up. You ain't did nothing. Shoot boys in the back and lie. The lie got to change. See, but what's going to change the lie is the word of God. When you get the anointing of the Holy Ghost, oh, glory, you don't know what I'm saying. Now, we've been tricked. Okay, let me tell you about that. let me tell you this here. If you pin it on the Bible to save you, it can't save you. Because a man wrote the Bible wasn't right. Okay? The Bible was to lock you up and keep you begging. But through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, as you read the 23rd number Psalm, what it said? It said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's what it said. Now let's investigate. Said my ancestors, talking about God again, your ancestors watching over you. Okay? When you read the Bible, it changes to you. It's all in you already. And you know, like if you eat something bitter, you know it's bitter. The lies that were put in the Bible when you read it, the lies go away. So the white boy said, look, I wrote this Bible for these Negroes, and they didn't come and turn this thing around. See, Dr. King understood when they talk about Moses, Abraham, when God told Moses, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God was saying, I am the God of your ancestors. And the same God is the God of our ancestors tonight. Yeah, go vote. But don't say, I'm Republican, I'm doing it. You vote on somebody going to help you. You vote on somebody going to help your race. Now, here's a white boy come, I can save you. How come a black boy can't come and save you? You know, you got some white folks will help you better than some black folks. Y'all don't hear me. You got some black folks, they think they white. They want to live where white folks at. White folks going to burn them down. One lady bought a house, and they got a nigga go home. She ought to understood that she needs to know that tribe is from Dan. When you go to the Bible, you see the tribe that was separated. The tribe of Dan was the white folks, but the God. Now, I'm talking biblical time. And the preachers know the truth. These pastors, one pastor, I'm gonna tell you who he was, and he said this, you know. T.J. Jakes said this, God understand homosexual. No, it ain't. Romans 1 and 6 says, God don't never compromise homosexuality. You don't compromise a liar and don't compromise a killer. Okay? God ain't going to compromise because the Ten Commandments is out of the Bible. It come all the way from Egypt on the wall. The man got what he want and put it in there. Here's a pastor, got plenty of members, tell God allow you to be homosexual, okay? And now, when you at school, this would happen to the school. I was talking to some teachers. They said, when they tell the kid that you're a boy, then you know what they said? You're bullying me. If you're a boy, you're a boy. I ain't bullying you. If you're a girl, you're a girl. They go back and tell the principal, the teacher said, I'm a boy. And I'm a girl. So, and now the school said you can be what you want to be. If you want to be a boy, you be a boy, and you're a girl. You want to be a girl, you can be a boy. That's a lie. The whole doctor mentality said homosexual is a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. You telling me, I know you don't, you hang up. You were less than little boys, you going to bed with men, his men's going to bed with men, women's going to bed with women, and you said, that's an LB lie. And these preachers won't say nothing about it because they scared congregation going to leave their church. Okay? See, somebody got to stand up with the truth. Somebody got to tell the truth. And God got some people ain't going to lay down to all these lies that the white men have put out here and black folks embracing. They had the gay parade. You had men had panties on and bras. Abomination for God, they're going to burn hell up, whether you like it or not. You wonder why these towns getting burned up in flood. God is tired of this evil that been going on for years and years, and it's going to be cleaned up. Thank you, kind spirit. Well, I want you to read tonight, Romans 1:26. I want somebody to get Romans 1:26 for me. I know what it said, I want somebody to get it. And I want you to get it ready. See, the stuff that I found out, there's some people they got to go. See? They got to leave him because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. You got some people that's evil. They on alcohol. They on drugs. They sniffed in glue. They on these pills. Somebody, I'm putting Joe in jail because he's a dope dealer. What about Walgreens and CVS? What about these pharmaceuticals is selling all kind of pills all over the world, killing people? Where do you think the monkeypox come from? Where do you think the cobra come from? It come from man messing with them drugs and putting them in the atmosphere. Thank you, kind spirit. In all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path. And I want to tell you tonight, God got something for you, and every door open up for you. So I want you to out and vote. Understand you vote because your ancestors and make things better. But long, if you're trying to get in the system will eat you up. Okay? Let me see. I got Brother White here. I know he listening. Brother White. Brother White, I know you got a few scriptures for me. See? And everything that's going on will work out for you. Okay? That happened with that. See? So every door closed will open up. See? So I want you to get ready to know that God is able to do something for you. When Mary reads the 23rd number, see, this is Dr. King movement. And Dr. King was about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and about racism is still real in America. If racism wasn't real in America, they would have gave us our reparation, and they didn't do that. They're still telling you, go out and get a job. How you going to get a job when they ain't giving you no job, when they ain't paying you? And the people say, well, I said, I ain't working ain't still at home. Brother White, you on the line.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Look, what I want them to look at tonight is I want them to concentrate on our wisdom. Our wisdom is in me, in you, and in them. And the Bible has a lot to say about our wisdom, but you got to go to Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 12.
Well, read that to us. Well, Brother White, what I'm talking about, Martin Luther King was a prophet of God. Malcolm was a prophet of God. Oh, he taught, if Malcolm was live today, they wouldn't let him on internet. They wouldn't let him on Twitter. They kicked Farrakhan off, and Farrakhan wasn't talking the way Malcolm was talking, but he was talking the truth. See, people don't want to know the truth. They want to lie. And then they want to line up with the lie. And that's what's the problem. The wages of sin and death, you got to. Don't forget, if you want to plant a seed, go to my website, thefseedofm, go to PayPal, go to Bishop Turner, go to thefseedofm.com, or else go to Cash Out and hit S Bishop and TT3T, and you can plant a seed in this ministry, because we're going to be doing something all over this country, and it ain't going to be nothing nice. I'm not sugarcoating, and I want to give these preachers church because I got the church set up. So you can't say so much. And some of them getting government money. They ain't going to say nothing about what's going on in the government because they got grants. See, and still programming people. Sometimes you got to start with nothing to make it work. See, and I don't care. These white folks got more money from Trump than anybody. They got all kind of grant money. Ain't nobody went to jail, but they picking blacks up like they done got $1 million. Okay, I know a girl right now in jail. I know four or five in jail. They didn't really get no money. What is $50,000? What is $100,000 when you getting folks $400,000 or more than that? Me and Jerry talked about these big mega white churches is holding racism. They more racist that, and because they pull out of the government. Don't think the Republican Democrats, the Democrats ain't did that much for us as a Republican. Really, ain't none of them really did a lot for black folks.
All right, let me read this, Bishop.
Go ahead on.
Okay, now those of you who know right from wrong, and if you go to Romans 9:1, it says, I speak the truth, I lie not, my conscience bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. You have a conscience that's in the Holy of Holies that was placed in you, and God saved you and put the new heart in you and the new spirit. That spirit name is our wisdom, God in you. Now, this is what's going on with him and you. He said, our wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of wit and venture. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Okay, so what the pillars that he talks about there so far is the prudence, knowledge and discretion. Our wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of wit and venture. The wit and venture is what he gave me. That's two. Then you have the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. That's three. The fear of the Lord is the third pillar. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and forward mouth do he hate. Counsel is the fourth. He said, counsel is mine. That's the fourth. And sound wisdom is the fifth. I am understanding and have strength. That's the power. You have the power of God in you, described in Proverbs 8:12. So you need to meditate on that so that you can understand that this God is in you, wanting to work in you. But you have to put him in there. He ain't no robot God. You got to put him in there and put him in remembrance of the things he want to do for you. He got an answer for every situation. See, that's what he has given me to pray. He has given me himself to have you pray him in you for your problem. This thing, and Bishop was talking, all the things that Bishop was saying to you tonight is correct. Let me just read on here. It says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By my princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me. Yeah. Durable riches and righteousness. You got that in you. The wind invention is going to bring all of this out in you. My fruit is better than gold. Yeah,
that's right.
And fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment.
See, Brother White,
I may call those that love me to inherit substances, and I will fill their treasure. That's what he's doing for me.
See,
and
Brother White.
If anybody don't want to prove it, I'll prove it to you.
Brother White.
That I may call those that love me to inherit substances, and I will fill their treasure.
A much right man needs a much right woman.
They've been trying to take my money. But I decree that my money come to me, and my money come to me. It ain't given all to me yet, but I'm going to get it.
But you know something.
We ain't playing here now. We got some stuff here that you ain't never heard before.
Right, Brother White.
Ain't nobody never heard about no widow vision. I am. And God is making a new thing. So that black, this is for all people.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you, Brother White, a much right man needs a much right woman. And that's what they need. And once you got a much right woman, you got a much right man. And what you're saying is so true tonight. And people have to understand what you're saying. Because what you're saying.
He done brought an end to the killing of black folks by the white. If you only speak the wit and venture, it can't happen to you. But you see, you got to speak the wit and venture. You got to speak God for him to make himself manifest, for him to manifest himself to you through Jesus or through himself. He said, I was set up from everlasting. This is our wisdom now. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or even or ever the earth was. That I may call
right.
those, okay, when there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills were, I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the field, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heaven, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above, which he strengthened the fountains of the deep. We're talking about our wisdom. This is the high wisdom that's in you and in me.
That's right.
To the sea the decree that the waters should not pass the commandments. When he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. You, but look, folks, we got some power in us. We got riches in us. But we just been looking at riches the wrong way. If you embrace this with invention and try to spread it across the world, God gonna bless you with money, cause it ain't gonna fail.
It ain't gonna fail.
God's word will not return void. It ain't returned void to me, and he told me to tell you, he ain't got no respect for it. He don't love me no better than he love me. He don't love me no better than he love you.
That's
when
right.
You stretch out your hand to him, he's going to come to you, too.
And those that do you wrong,
get ready,
God's going to get them.
Go ahead, Bishop.
I said, them that have stole and robbed all their lives, God going to get them.
Yeah, he's going to get them. And I'm going to tell you something
all
else, too. See, I worked in the public schools in Chicago. The people, if the people knew what was going on in these schools, they burn them down.
That's right.
I'm telling you now, it's so much adultery, fornication, all the kind of stuff that's going on in the school. In the school, you got
that's
fornication
right.
going on. I'm telling you now, by the principal, if they would put cameras in the principal's office, they'd be shocked to find out what's going on.
There ain't no education going on.
No, it ain't going on. And that's why they don't want the weird invention in the school. Because if you put the weird invention in the school, all the people in the school that's dealing with the weird invention, they either leave the school or they have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I'm
that's
telling
right.
you, folks. I ain't lying to you. If you think I'm lying to you, get that weird invention and speak it every day. And see, don't you get the mind of Christ. Amen.
See, Brother White,
I say thank you,
Brother White. Brother White, we have
yes,
an eclipse in the morning. The planets are gonna line up and black the sun out, and that means there's gonna be some. Yes, get up and watch it and pray.
I'm gonna watch
and those that write your request, because there's gonna be some changes in the world. Not just in
it's
America.
Coming, man.
All over the world.
It's coming. I told you I'm an end time prophet. God done revealed to me. Yeah. It's coming. And if you don't join the wind invention with him, hey, look, I'm telling you better. Those of you that are listening tonight, you better try to get the wind. Ain't nobody trying to sell you nothing. You better try to get the wind invention, because I'm telling you, it's getting ready to happen.
This world getting ready to change. Because so
it's
much of stealing and robbing and murder.
Rape and all this kind of stuff. Killing is going to end, man. For those that embrace God now. If you don't embrace him, it ain't going to. If you don't embrace him, you are breaking his commandment that says, trust in the Lord with all the heart and lean not to your own understanding. He's getting ready to make that real. As a matter of fact, he already made it real. Because a lot of people who are in the church are dying.
That's right.
They're getting murdered and all that. And people wonder, well, why did such and so? She was feeding the hungry. and doing all of this for the Lord. But she got caught up in the shooting. Well, I'm not judging nobody because I have learned, I don't judge anybody because I have learned to judge people through Luke 6:38, where it says, give and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, shall men give to my bosom. But with the same measure, I meet with all, it's going to be measured back to me again. I have judged the man that killed that boy in Michigan. Just watch out for him. Just the one that shot that boy in cold blood murder. I decreed Luke 6:38 on Putin. He sent his word and healed them and delivered their lives from destruction. I grew Luke 6:30 on food. And the day after I did it, I heard on the news, he had cancer. You can doom these people, but don't, you got to doom them through God. Pick up that, do what God has told the prophet to tell you. Speak Luke 6:38, and we're going to get the winning ventures. We're going to try to get it to every house in Chicago.
That's right, all over the world. But look. Brother White, it's some changes taking place as I speak tonight. And I want to tell those people listening, get up, write down your request and burn it on the paper because we're going, the moon is going to be blacked out. And after that blackout, you're going to have floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, tsunamis all over the world. Right now, as I speak, there's a hurricane on its way to Florida. Why it keep coming down there? Because the people ain't right. They're doing evil.
Let me tell them this too. Tornadoes are threatening your area. All you got to do is go out and point to the area and say, Father, I thank you for the powers invested in me. Jesus spoke to the wind, and the wind obeyed. Tornado that is destined for this area, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you. I decree that you elevate yourself to 72,000 feet where the B-52s fly. They can fly around you. But the people that's in your way down here, they have no way of getting out of it. And I decree your forces in this area to be removed from this area and removed to 80 or 90,000 feet in the atmosphere. In Jesus' name. And see don't it happen. I did it right down here.
Talking. That's right. That's right.
I done did it. I have done it right down here. And then as soon as I come back in and look in the look at the television here in the Jackson, with Jackson radar, the man say that the thunderstorm has now moved to 28,000 feet. What's going on here? It's moved from 28,000 to 30,000, then to 50,000, to 60,000. I did this. I've done this right here. And I've done it, my man. And look, God know that I done did it. He wouldn't let me come lying to you like that. I know that, look, when you go ahead.
It's just like you said, Brother White, when people begin to pray and look in their inner self, and we know without a shadow of doubt, it's a liar, it's not going to tarry in God's eyesight. It's time for some people to repent. It's time for some people to repent personally. I don't care what you do. I ain't got no hell or heaven to put you in, but somebody needs to ask God for forgiveness and begin to move to the next level. They get healed from that cancer.
He'll forgive me. He didn't show me too. He didn't crucify Jesus to destroy you. He crucified Jesus to save us. People need to understand
that.
They need to understand that they like Jesus. And
that's
Jesus
right.
Didn't go to the cross for God to send us to hell. He didn't want Jesus to do that, and then we still go to hell. Oh, he wouldn't have won. He wouldn't have done that. So
right.
we got to understand, man. I mean, once we understand, we're gonna be all right. So
that's right. That's right. You're right about that. God is moving quick, fast,